your Tums and stuff look like candy. Colin!
Your Tums!
Yes, that's what the big one is.
High Mystery.
Heyo, that's right. As you just heard from our lovely intro, you're listening to High Mystery.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're a podcast where we get super stoned.
Yes.
Hi, hi, hi.
Yeah.
That level stone.
And then we talk about mysteries.
Yeah.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Brian.
I'm Holly.
I'm Leanne.
I'm Robert.
I'm Colin.
I'm Chris.
There you go. We got the whole gang here. As you heard, we still have the lovely Brian.
Yay for me!
He is lovely.
I'm kind of like struggling a little bit. I had to get into these nuts because like these cashews. I should
Dude, free to get into these nuts.
I'm dipping down, man. You boys got me.
And we're only going to continue down that path.
Yes.
Well, welcome, my son, to the dark path. Come with us down the scary woods.
Do not worry, as your faculties will go. You will be comforted.
It is part of the process. Should your spirit leave your corporal being. Do not be surprised.
You guys literally aren't making it better.
Don't worry. We're the sweet ones.
Just wait until the bad trip starts. We also have Chris back in.
Hi-de-ho. Hi-de-ho.
His mystery has been solved.
Yes.
He's here. We know where he is. We're very happy to be back. Today we're smoking Rob's blunt.
I've got a Grape Ape High Hemp Wrap packed with San Fernando Valley OG.
Nice. Oh. I'm going to match that with my blunt.
Oh, no.
I see your blunt.
Which is a Twisted Hemp Wrap. So, Battle of the Hemp Wraps.
Battle of the Hemp Wraps.
It has begun.
This is California Dream. And
Tristan, that's a really nice color of green, though.
Yeah, it really is.
Beautiful. Is it a battle or is it a dance?
Hey, Rob.
it's a pot of
Although Rob's does look classic.
So intertwined.
Today we find ourselves enjoying a pot of bloods. It is in 4/4 time and the P of E.
When you started that voice, I wasn't looking, I was literally like, who the fuck is that? I looked at the side of you and
we've
I just,
been hacked.
That face you were making, I was like, ooh.
That is Colin doing that voice. I have sat with friends like listening to the episodes. Sometimes they're like, is that you right there? Sometimes I can't tell who's doing the voices.
Generic.
Yeah.
And mine is stuff with the XJ13.
Oh.
Pure.
Oh, I thought, I see. California Dream is the rap.
Yes.
I was thinking it was the weed.
No.
So wait, what weed?
XJ13.
You guys might know this.
Sure.
Is XJ13 what they used to call AK-47? Are they a similar strand?
I don't think so. I think it's an off strain of the Jack strain. Right.
Yeah, and that's the XJ.
Yep.
And the number. It's like a Weapon X.
Yeah.
It's the 13th iteration of this strain of Jack.
Or the coolest sounding number.
Yes. This number will sell, right?
We still have an awesome guest in the room as well. And we're just getting off doing a nice little Patreon episode. So if you want to check out the Patreon stuff, you got to go to the webpage. And through the webpage, you can find the Patreon thing. Don't try to Google it. I tried.
Yes,
I
please.
Failed.
Don't
so,
keep
through
it
the
a
website.
Mystery from yourself.
Exactly.
Go to Patreon and find out.
Yeah, we've got some videos. We've got some extra episodes. There's some content there.
Yes, and with that being said, we're going to spark...
We
bah.
Should spark both.
Both
what?
At the same time?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
ooh.
It doesn't get much more dueling than that.
Yeah.
Ba-boom! The dance has begun!
As I said earlier, we'll be enjoying a pot of blunts.
The only thing is, when you're super
on
stoked,
the Patreon,
to keep those voices consistent. Real tough to revisit those voices.
Those
yes.
Yes. On the Patreon page, are you guys going to show the video of me coughing till I puke?
We got to make it first, brother.
Does that really happen?
No.
Okay.
No.
Thank God.
We're in danger of that happening.
Yeah. I'm just a little
saying, he's giving us fair warning.
We're just like, you know.
He's shoveling nuts over there. Shoveling nuts and
ready for
nuts.
My cash pew? Spew? Cash pew. I almost had it. I almost had the perfect joke.
Cash
pew.
I believe you're trying to say.
They go with your nuts. That makes me think of one episode of South Park where he gets cheated out of his money for pubes and he tries to buy a ticket to the movie theater with pubes and the guy just looks at him for a second and he's like, no, we don't take pubes here.
We don't take pubes! And then he kills that kid's parents.
Yeah, and feeds him.
Spoiler alert, that is the best.
And then he tastes their tears, right?
Yeah. Marvin, you minx.
But as we have this pot to do of blunts passing around the room, we got to do a mystery. So what's up, Tristan?
I guess.
I mean, I guess we don't have to. It's just kind of a different podcast.
Welcome to High.
I brought in a music related one, so I'm gonna play a little something to get you in the mood.
Oh, I'm in the mood.
I'm sure this is Chris's favorite artist of all time.
This is Chris's favorite recording session of all time.
No way.
It's all been Chris and audio today.
Oh, I love it.
Baby, baby. How is she supposed to know?
Oh, baby, baby.
I just don't get how was she supposed to know?
That is the mystery. What was she supposed to know? That's right, it's Britney, bitches.
Amazing.
That song is... That song is instantly recognized.
Yeah.
Okay. I've sung that song a million times.
My lower back is killing me.
And, and now I swim because I can't run.
So, yes, it's a mystery on Britney Spears. But I'm going to have to go back a little bit now to set some stuff up.
Set us up, baby.
So, as we all know, the Bush era was a heyday for conspiracy theories.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Right. Bush.
Mostly revolving around what some believe, you know, to be the truth of 9/11 and other underhanded ventures of the government, if you will.
Yep.
Yep.
Needless to say, there was a lot going on that raised suspicion of foul play.
Mm-hmm.
And also during this time, there's the rise of the 24-hour news cycle, where they had to be a new juicy story every hour to appease the masses. So if you've ever seen, you know, the Anchorman 2 movie.
Welcome back, it's 4 a.m. We've got a big cookie. Someone's making a big cookie, I promise. Please tune in.
Breaking news, someone has bitten into the cookie. Not torn a piece, but an actual bite.
We'll be right back with a whole lot more desperation news. Please tune in.
So yes. To connect the two, now the question is, did the Bush administration use the news frenzy to its advantage?
Oh.
And the internet says, yes.
Yes, it did.
Oh, you betcha.
Yes. Quick question. When you say the internet, what do you mean?
I mean, like,
if I'm going to drop my conspiracies in here, I got to know what the levels is.
Hey.
The
hive mind,
the internet troll.
Yeah, people on the internet.
Troll masses.
Okay, yeah. Is there any specific source or anything like that?
Not specific sources, but there are like general factual things that happen in relation.
All right. Now back to general factual things.
Less interruptions by Brian.
Hey man, it's your episode. You do as much time as you want to.
Now 5 minutes of him eating cashews.
Oh, why are the cashews wet?
Somebody give me something to pick my teeth with.
Get some pubes out.
Back to the pubes.
Yeah, pubes.
So the theory is that Britney Spears was on the Bush payroll as a professional distractor.
Oh, so like her whole devolution? They're saying,
yeah,
like,
and like, didn't she made some trips to the White House too? Multiple.
So basically her job would be, for example, whenever a big bungling went down, like for example in Dubai, thanks to the government, Britney would have a conveniently timed meltdown, placing the pop star at the top of CNN's news crawl, steering eyes away from Bush's newest blunder.
This ain't a mystery, this is the truth.
So he said nuclear, and she whacked a car with a golf club. That's the idea?
Yep.
Yeah. So some people may not buy it. We're going to go down a little journey of incidences in time.
Yeah.
January 5th.
Connect
You're
the dots.
You're laying them down today.
Yes.
Well,
connect
journey
the dots,
but ready. Incidences through time.
Join us on the journey.
Well, here it goes. Here comes the cocktail.
Check out our Patreon page.
I mean, it's just basically cash.
Oh, fuck, there's another one.
Yeah.
It keeps on coming.
Just to be clear.
His thing's like, usually I say no, but not today.
So, January 5th, 2004. A year earlier, there was a Bush controversy that blew up the cover of a CIA agent, Valerie Plum. And the fallout from it became, and it became Plamegate, which led to the indictment of Scooter Libby, a top-tier Bush official, an inspiration for Matthew Broderick's character on 30 Rock.
Scooter Libby is such a, like a comic book name.
That was a man.
It's a nickname.
A man?
Yes.
Or like one of the like the secondary characters in those Damon Runyon-esque like plays and like musicals.
Yeah, definitely feels like a musical character.
Yep.
What character?
I mean, I'm sure
did
break out in song.
What character does Braddock play on 30 Rock?
He's really soft spined, and he's like, "Oh, we're so glad you're here. We got pens. Oh, but they got no caps."
Oh yes. Yeah.
Baldwin. Who worked for the government
at the White House,
and then
like,
realized
yes.
it was terrible and went back to the private sector.
They're just.
I had a friend tell me recently that they got yelled at by Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
Oh, and how was that for them?
But screamed her name like because she was like a production coordinator for the show. Like I was just like, that sounds like him. Oh shit, here it comes.
So Scooter Libby action.
Yes. Before the United States versus Libby was to start, Britney marries childhood friend Jason Alexander in Las Vegas. 55 hours later, the marriage is annulled. Alexander told ABC News that it wasn't really a booty call. It was just, you know, a friend asking a friend to come on a trip. And
with their genitals.
Hey, you want to come on a trip with my genitals?
Don't you dare not pack your genitals.
This, you know, and like that dude, like nobody's heard of him, so you know he took the pussy versus the money, right?
Jason Alexander, wasn't he the guy from Seinfeld, the little fat bald guy?
Yes!
George.
Yeah, that's crazy. Is that that
guy?
It
can't be that guy.
No
way.
Head, that's who it is now. In my head, that's who it is.
I'd pay to see that porno, though.
Would you? I would pay not. Thank you.
I don't want to see George. All I can see is him having the tail from Shallow Hal. You know, he's got a little extended tail in that movie that he wags.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Even though he's so shallow himself. Like, he's such, so concerned with, like, the physical appearance, but he's got, like, an ailment or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't Hitler Jewish?
Ba-ba-dum.
Not a good podcast unless you mention Hitler. Check.
So, yeah.
Welcome back to the Mentioning Hitler podcast.
I hope you like have two of them. One's like listed as that. It's the same podcast.
That's not a bad idea. Just cross market it. Just pretend like people
who are these fucking jackasses.
When are they gonna mention Hitler?
I've been listening to this podcast for episode after episode,
nothing.
There is no mention of Hitler whatsoever.
It's him.
And then suddenly, they're in my head. God damn it.
Okay, Tristan, steer us back for God's sake. We're lost.
Right. The people feel that it was more like in reference to Brittany helping her friend out in regards to the Bush administration by distracting the American public from the stream of endless corruption carried out by the powerful entities.
The lizard people.
What?
Was there anything specific that happened with the Bush administration at that time?
Yeah, it was the whole United States versus Libby.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
April
2006.
Oh.
Yeah. I was a senior in high school. I definitely remember Britney Spears' marriage and quick annulment. But I do not remember Bush's fuckers.
I was quite the opposite because I was in the military at the time. Yeah.
Getting out in 2006.
So all you were hearing about was the Bush stuff.
Yeah.
You weren't thumping Brittany in the bus? I mean, on the boat?
Brittany got on the boat all the time.
Okay.
We were all listening to Brittany.
So yes, 2006, Bush's approval rating is at an all-time low, 38%. And at this time, Britney is seen driving with infant Sean Preston on her lap rather than in a car seat.
Oh my
Later,
God.
Child welfare officials and the sheriff's department investigate a story that Sean was injured in a fall from his high chair. So people stop talking about their awful president overlord and engage in endless debates about lap infant protocol, all while the nation descends into further darkness.
Well, and I remember Brittany's response to this was rather outlandish because she was just like, I'm from the country and that's just what we do. We drive with the babies on the lap in the country. I didn't even think twice about it. You know what I mean? And like, that's just such a flippant reaction to, I don't know.
Yes.
I mean,
it's not a good response.
Dismissive.
I definitely agree with, the infant things, but as a kid, I definitely rode in the back of truck beds and stuff with no seatbelts.
Me too, but that doesn't mean it was good.
That's
My uncles all had the trucks where the seatbelts were just gone. They were just buried. They might not even be there, but you're definitely not digging them out from whence they lie, just out of disgust, too.
But she has the level of fame that she should have people who are mentioning, hey, your baby has to be in the car seat.
Or they're just
she's
such
Britney,
yes
she
people
she,
that...
Yeah, she's Britney. She do what she want.
Dude, don't talk
sure.
shit to Britney. She'll fucking fire you, bro.
Or she knew exactly what she was doing and was working.
Exactly.
She's a genius.
I'm curious, do you ever cover Britney's restaurant in this? I know it's like a side tangent entirely.
I don't think so.
Britney opened a restaurant in New York featuring Southern fried menu options,
mm-hmm.
including... raccoon and like beaver and like real like backwoods like
Brent this beaver.
Yes, in New York she opened this restaurant that was like supposed to be representative of where she was from. And I obviously it didn't do well. I just wondered if maybe that was right after Bush
but
did
why?
Something.
Why did it do that?
Well?
Why?
No, I'm just interested.
I can't see anything going wrong with this. Oh, I love you, Britney.
November 6, 2006, the day before midterm election in which Republicans could potentially lose 33 Senate seats and 435 House seats, Spears announces her split from Kevin Federline,
mm-hmm.
and the she people go crazy over the...
The she people?
Yeah, that's what I call the sheep people.
The sheeple?
Oh,
the
sheeple.
The sheeple.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about
sheep.
Sheep
people
is...
sheep persons, I get you.
He's like, I don't use that word.
Derogatory as fuck. Sheep people.
Sheeple.
Humanity?
I'm surprised
sheeple.
Colin didn't
sheeple.
Say that.
Oh man, it's one game. Reference to some whatever it is. God damn it.
You are now labeled the racist.
One reference to Rocky IV.
Three.
Four.
All of them.
Ivan Drago.
That was
most,
four, wasn't it?
It's the most Russian potent of
yes,
the Rockies,
four.
For
mm-hmm.
sure.
But they solve the Cold War in that movie.
Which one
they
does
really
he beat
really
the meat? You know, he's in the freezer.
It's like
the first two.
That's
a different movie.
Hearts on fire, strong desire.
No one knows these words.
I have no idea.
Then you know the next part.
Hearts on fire.
No, we don't.
I do not.
I know.
Well, I do. I know. I know the words. I thought you were gonna say some. I thought you were gonna say something else.
I don't know the rest.
February 2007.
Oh yeah.
Bush announces the reformation of Al Qaeda. The same night, Britney sneaks out of rehab, shaves her head, and attacks a paparazzi van with an umbrella.
God, she's doing a really good job. She killed this job. She crushed it at being a spy or like an undercover agent for the Bush
administration. Right. Her secret phone rings. She gets the call on the shoe phone.
I'll sacrifice my dignity for Bush.
It was better than her music.
Britney.
I may be a little too high to be able to like pinpoint this concept, but is it also possible that the Bushes and all their kin were doing so much horrible shit that, of course, every time she flipped out, something happened when they were doing something horrible? What are the metrics? How many, like, what intensity of like horribleness are we saying these things are?
So that kind of falls into like the holes of the theory is, you know, there are a few incidents that did not, you know, coincide with Bush's fuck ups, you know, as well as incidences that would have,
like what would she have done to like cover up 9/11? Like how horrible.
She was just like, nope. Walk away.
They slid her the plan. Oh, no, she read it. She's like, no, Britney won't do this.
Cut off my own legs and eat.
We got a compromise here. Where can we meet in the middle of this? What's halfway to eating my own legs? Coming out as trans.
I would say that the small ones that like don't coincide with big events would be like, she's just throwing those in for free to keep us trailing along.
Right.
You know, she can't fall out of the limelight.
Exactly. I'm back on board.
Yeah.
100% right.
Also, maybe the administration knew that something was on the tip of coming out, and then because they got, preempted.
Yeah, they snagged. She snagged us first. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
the news cycle.
She knew where she was in the news cycle. She is that savvy.
There's also the theory that I'll get into a little bit later that she didn't even know that she was working for the administration. And that's where the Illuminati, Joseph Mengele.
Sleeper Britney.
Right.
Sleeper Britney. The wrong word will activate it. Here's your raccoon mushroom burger. That she just brings up and her eyes turn red. Flat throat.
Gotta kill the Prime Minister of Malaysia.
Reference.
She throws on Assassin's Creed coat and just runs out the door. I love this restaurant.
So the last incident that I'll have before I get into the other things is that March 14th, 2007, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez admits that mistakes were made in the firing of 8 U.S. attorneys who didn't seem loyal enough to the Bush administration.
I dropped the Bush.
Put your face in it.
He just had to clear his throat a little bit.
Listen,
swear to it.
Y'all can eat dinner at my table, but you gotta answer one question.
Are you loyal to the Bush?
Are you loyal to the Bush?
Swear to it!
This is Brandon and I's horror movie where we're just gross rednecks.
Oh.
It's a true to life horror movie.
We're half naked, you don't know which half.
Are we Daffy Ducking it? You can't tell.
Oh my god. Oh, that same day that happened. The same day a story is leaked about Britney hooking up with someone in rehab. After that, the Britney drama dries up around the 2008 election. And so the thought is that it's either that she was put in a lock and key and is under her father's guys somewhere, not allowed to like go out and make mistakes or whatever, or that the people that be don't need her services any longer. And that she's finished.
When was the last Britney freak out? Something happened fairly recently, right?
I feel like it was something with her mom. Like, her mom sued her or something crazy. I don't know.
Like,
I feel
something
like
about her Vegas shows shutting down? Is that a...
Maybe.
That
I feel like she's been killing Vegas. I thought she had, like, a steady thing going on.
I thought
there.
She fell
yeah.
or something one night.
Obviously, she's faded out of our, you know, all these other things are, like, burned into our
right.
brain. Like,
not the zeitgeist anymore.
I remember when she smacked up K-Fed's ride with the golf club.
Brittany's going to be
and
when
she, like,
shaved
her head.
Well, no, we're saying that, I mean, we may get to the point where we may say that it's not even of her own volition. If it is that she's, you know, doing something for her country.
We're
I
all
like
here.
That she's, like, active, that she's an active agent in it, and she's aware of it, and she's just really good at her job. Like, she's really good at being...
Mm. She is a good thirst trap.
Yeah.
Either way, we're all
drama.
In agreement to leave Brittany alone, right?
Yeah, back off, Brittany. Leave
Brittany alone!
She's been through so much.
Internet reference.
Yeah.
We're bringing in the kiddos. The young generation.
Don't forget to hashtag that.
And South Park.
Buy weed.
I can comment on the internet.
So there is a precedent for artists covertly serving national interest. The CIA did secretly bankroll the abstract expressionist movement in the 50s and 60s as a way to combat Soviet communism.
Whoa.
How did they figure?
The goal was to show the superiority of free market culture by exporting a hip, edgy, and all-American art form.
Yeah, they had to create their own art and shit.
They had to be like, this is cool now! And they were like, huh?
Respect America! Russians are
cool
some mad-skilled artists, man. Like, they got mad skills, and so, like, the CIA was literally like, new, better America! And pumped all kinds of money into it. Pollock, all those dudes were paid by the CIA.
Fact. Mm. Elvis Presley, who expressed a want to infiltrate the music industry and flush out communist drug dealers.
Mm, spy words if you ever heard him.
Yes, was given a badge from the Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs by Richard Nixon himself. I heard that he was doing that simply to get the Beatles out of the country.
What, giving Elvis Presley drugs?
No, the badge to be
yeah.
like, yeah, you're now part of the Bureau of Narcotics and Drugs, the Dangerous Drugs. You
I
have
read,
authority.
That's
huh.
right.
I read a recent account of that from some reliable source, and it was a situation where somebody was like, when Elvis went into this meeting, he really full up was on drugs. Like, he was like riddled up or whatever kind of like uppers downers combination he was on, and like that was Elvis's thing. Like, he just wanted a badge. Like, everywhere he would demand badges of people from like associations and like degrees and stuff like that. He
I'm just thinking of Elvis is so simple now. I just want a badge.
I'm a badge.
It looked real cool. I wanted to be able to hold it in my palm.
Give me a bio.
I'll see the way other people look at badges. I want a badge.
Elvis, baby, want to give you $1 million?
No, I need a small piece of metal. Shaped like a badge.
You got it,
Elvis was also known to whip badges out at people.
If you had
like,
one.
He would be in a situation, he wouldn't lead with, I'm Elvis. He'd be like, whap.
If you have one, you gotta whip it out.
That's what you do with the badge.
That's what, yeah.
Thank you, guys. So conspiracy theorists also point to Britney Spears' cameo in Fahrenheit 9/11, in which she voices unwavering support of the president as further proof that she was in his pocket.
Oh.
Well, you saw what happened to people that didn't support the president during the war, like the Dixie Chicks.
I knew it.
Who?
Dixie Chicks. Oh, they said what we were all thinking, and they—I didn't think they were going to get fucked for it. And they
suffered.
Did.
Yeah.
They got hammered. I was like, what?
Was that
really?
The Dixie Chicks at a concert said that they were embarrassed that Trump was from Texas.
Not Trump.
Oh,
or not Trump.
Trump.
Yeah. Georgia.
Free
Trump.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh,
the good everyone's embarrassed.
It's just when you're talking about embarrassing presidents, it's the first one that comes to mind, right straight to my brain.
Wow.
I do recall that.
Yeah.
And then they what? Just their touring dried up, or
their CDs got burned. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
they got
yeah.
banned from Walmart.
It was
yeah.
like it was like it was the like, whole John Lennon Jesus comment all
mm-hmm.
over.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
but
I feel it
in a modern era.
Sure.
About a guy who was like a confessed cokehead. That was the thing. This thing about Second Bush, when everybody was like, "There's no way they'll make Trump president." I was like, "I don't know, man." I was around when they pushed Bush 2 on us, and like he was literally a cokehead and
DUIs
and all this shit, and he'd like
he's a fucking party boy.
He was
yeah.
laughing at us the whole time he was out there. I was like,
yeah,
this is great. I can't believe it. Everybody's looking at me and stuff. Wow. I just say some stuff. Oh, wow, boy.
That's exactly the way it was going down. Oh.
Wow.
Oh, no.
And then Cheney.
I don't have a Cheney impression. It's here in the other direction.
So,
fail! Fail!
I'm starting to think that this isn't a mystery. I mean, we just all know that Britney's an agent of the Bushes. To what extent?
Exactly.
We have to figure out.
Yes. So there's either she's
mm-hmm.
in, fully in on it, gets the secret calls, decides everything on her own volition. And then there's the other side of it, which involves Illuminati. And I
yes.
think we can all agree that the Illuminati controls everything.
Everything is literally in their name.
Yes.
So the Illuminati, like, gave K-Fed some love potion that made him fall in love with a chick at a bar.
They're
well,
not
no, they're like, hey, you want to be
they
relevant?
Do.
You want people
oh.
to know who the fuck you are?
So you're saying they, like, came to Britney in the dark, like, Britney, do you want everything in the world?
Oh, no. This is a different thing.
They might have programmed her with drugs or just made him available to her or knew what she would want.
Mm.
The Illuminati knows all,
they have just
pulling the puppet strings.
Yep.
So one way they keep their stranglehold on the world is through the operant conditioning of highly positioned celebrities. Allegedly, a co-production of the Illuminati and infamous Nazi doctor Joseph Mengele, there is the Project Monarch, which brainwashes people, usually celebrities, usually women, into being superior soldier prostitutes.
Oh my God!
Oh
I can't they just be superior soldiers?
Whoa.
Why do they have to
wow.
be superior soldier prostitutes?
And
the
also
sex. Superior soldiers, sex
they use,
workers.
They use the sex to infiltrate, you know, the sexiness, the whatever, to like... You know,
I got you.
It's
like they gotta be... They gotta also be... Masters of seductress.
Right,
seducing
we see,
the nation away from
yeah.
that.
We see in spy movies, the spy sometimes has to have sex with the person, but we don't think of them
the
as a prostitute, but they are having sex with them for work.
Yep. Yeah.
So,
semantics.
Doesn't mean, yeah, they're still going to slit your throat at the end.
Oh. Sex work is work.
Exactly.
Just another J.
So, you know, they reference celebrities such as Paris Hilton, Anna Nicole Smith, Amanda Bynes, and Britney Spears. As the theory goes, were subjected to trauma at a young age, which caused them to disassociate. And then these disassociative personalities then carry out the government's duty business when triggered by a code word.
Duty business.
That's
what Lou does.
I know you
listen
to duty.
I was more thinking about the code word. I just love the idea, like, what do you pick for a code word? And you know you spend some time thinking of the code word.
Are we
it
talking the
anything.
Overall code word or they're each individual code words? I mean,
could be a phrase or a sequence of words like in Winter Soldier.
That mm-hmm. makes the most sense because otherwise somebody's going to say, here's your volcano pineapple. All of a sudden they're murdering everyone at the restaurant.
Is it safe? You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So those who believe Britney Spears is a monarch operative point to her time on the Mickey Mouse Club. And then obviously the site of brainwashing. And yeah.
Now when you talk about it being a monarch operative, I start thinking about that the dude from Venture Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
The monarch! The monarch! Like that's who's controlling Britney.
Definitely.
In my mind right now.
Her first tattoo is also a butterfly.
Ooh.
Oh.
The movie butterfly she was in.
And she did adopt this British accent during the 2007s as evidence of her like conditioning. So like back in 2007, Brittany would become this British girl and talk in an accent for like hours.
Brittany Spears always sounds like this to me. I never heard her talking no.
She not only turns English, she turns into the queen.
I shan't upon myself.
Don't forget the biscuits.
It will be
according to the Daily Mail, when Brittany would return from one of her episodes, she would have no recollection of what she did or said during the time that she assumed her British personality.
Was her British accent any good? Was it believable? I'm imagining it's just trash. You know,
I remember
just like
it
that
happening,
girl.
And I remember it being like, oh, that's a decent copy of like Madonna's British.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Something that's put on because, like, a sorority girl goes to England for 2 weeks in the summer and comes back like this.
Yes.
I don't know. I just picked it up.
I'm acting now. Because it was soon after the movie, right?
I think so.
Which was called Butterfly, right?
I just picture
Butterfly
her.
Crossroads.
Just dropping hits left and right.
Boom, boom.
Very
daring. It's almost like the Monarch Association wants us to know that they're the Monarch Association.
It's like we feed them power.
Yeah, the Illuminati famously like to do that. They like to smack it in your face while they're, you know, stealing your children.
Because what are we simpletons going to
do or say
about it?
Nothing.
Right?
Nothing.
You
got
nothing. Nothing. No.
You're so poor.
I let us literally spend less of my money to kill all of you.
I wouldn't even think about it.
Except I have to sign the waiver. Which makes me responsible because I can't be caught.
Waivers.
Tories.
So Monarch victims have handlers, people who are responsible for triggering the operative personalities. And so who was Brittany's? They say a likely candidate would have been her manager. Osama Sam Lutfi? Lutfi?
Osama?
Now who's being racist?
That was me. That was me. Hand up. Take it back.
So Lutfi was with Spears during her 2007 breakdown, and then in 2008... Spears' parents successfully obtained a restraining order against him, alleging that he had been drugging her and guiding her into her own downward spiral.
Mm. Can't they just come out with a bag of drugs and just drop it at your feet?
Boom.
Yeah, I like in my head, this is how it happened. Dude rolls up on her and is like injects her with something that is like, cherry pie, 23, get me one. You're on the cheek, right? Right? That dude shows up, just injects her with some drugs, and like, you back on the bush train, hey!
And Crazy follows him, because he went on to work with Amanda Bynes and Courtney Love. Lutfi was the one who tricked Bynes into being hospitalized during her breakdown in 2014.
Toxic male.
This dude.
Nothing to do with this
operative.
Heritage.
Very little is known about Lutfi's background. According to the
Daily... And if we don't know, then we have to assume the worst.
Exactly. According to the Daily Beast, Lutfi has a LinkedIn profile claiming that the independent media production professional attended USC, but the school's website does not list Lutfi as an alumni.
That's, although that is a common practice where, like, if there's anything surrounding you that is kind of like a little weird, a lot of times alumni will just pull your name from the record.
Makes sense.
Right.
That's been proven that happens.
He could have changed his name too, like for a stage name, you know.
Yeah,
for
I
sure.
Bet nobody knows where Harvey Weinstein went to college anymore. If anybody asked, fast. They're like, Harvey Weinstein, where you're right. They're like, no. Where'd you hear that? We got a 914.
He's got to be running out of money soon. I mean, that's how they take a dude like that down. You just keep suing him until he can't protect himself. Well, they're like, aha!
He like absconded basically, though, right?
Where's he at?
I don't know. I thought he went international. But that's for another episode.
Right, that's another mystery. Stay tuned next time.
Weinstein effect.
Yes. So, yeah, was this just like a shady Hollywood rando, which, you know, there are those.
There are plenty of those.
Yeah, or was he an Illuminati operative?
Ooh, was he the Hitler?
Or just a Bush operative? Or a combination thereof.
I believe you mean the Bush operative.
The Bush. The Bush!
All I keep thinking of now is that George Bush had like a straight line. You know how there was that phone to Henry Kissinger in the office for JFK?
The red shiny one that lights up like the back.
I'm just thinking like Bush had a line like, Mr. President, something's gone horribly wrong. Get me Britney Spears on the line.
Or he's just like, oh, shoot, I fucked up. Gotta go to that special line.
I did it again.
Brings him his pink and fuzzy and then, like, wraps him up.
Hell yeah.
What's that, my country sister?
We have an emergency.
It smells like cupcakes.
when it's all shaved.
What? No, what was her scent? Was it called Poison? I think Britney
Toxic?
Spears is...
That was a song. Toxic.
But she had some scent too.
Pretty
it was all
song.
Named.
Sounds about right.
Toxic times have been under. Taste of a pumpkin.
I mean, people know your songs, Britney.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fret.
It's true. We've only just begun. I mean, that's just two of our songs we've done so far.
That's three.
Yeah.
Baby, one more time.
Toxic and.
Oops. Mm-hmm. And oops,
I guess
we only know two.
In the end, all we have are questions. Is Britney Spears one of the greatest spies? Or is she the victim of the shadowy conspiracy that owes its existence to both the Nazi and the powers that be, the Illuminati, New World Order, etc.?
Mm-hmm. Others?
Was Britney not a girl? Not yet a woman who defined herself by her relationship with Justin Timberlake, only then lost herself when that relationship ended.
Maybe Justin Timberlake is also an operative.
He was in the Mickey Mouse Club as well.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the controversy, though. He doesn't have, like...
Yeah, JT is squeaky clean.
Pulling.
Yes.
He's got the sunshine
they
in his
maybe
body.
Maybe they haven't needed his...
A good soul in his feet.
Feels that hot butt in his body.
Well, what happened when he pulled the cover off of the nipple?
Oh. Right? When he was like,
is that a dot we can connect?
Quite possible.
What are you talking about?
Like, he got to the...
At the super
oh,
malfunction.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
when
JT pulled
the
off...
Came out.
I
forgot.
It revealed her breasts, Janet Jackson's breasts to children.
To me,
oh,
was,
no.
Oh, the children.
To me, it was very
the
clearly
nipples.
Back to a bunch of guys killing themselves.
Back to the concussion.
To me, it was very clearly intentional. Like when you look back at that.
Well, what was the lyric?
He
having naked
yeah,
by
like,
the end of the
song.
Yeah, and you can see he like grabs the side of it and pulls it off.
Oh yeah,
and it looks like it's supposed to be tearaway. It's not like.
Yep.
It was intentional.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
Whether it was intentional by Janet Jackson, he certainly intended to rip off part of her dress. You can see him grab the side and pull it off.
And he got away squeaky clean, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is weird.
Oh, shit.
Like, Janet got a bunch of flack.
No,
sure,
no. But he was like, nobody even mentioned it. And I was like,
really.
She also has, like, an insane nipple adornment.
Yeah,
like,
right? Yeah.
It's like a big star.
It's like the stars.
I was like, yeah, for sure.
Like, I don't know. It's real fishy that moment. That's for another episode too, almost.
That might be have to be one for
somebody
Tristan's Hole.
Write it down.
Tristan's Hole. I definitely remember watching that Super Bowl and the whole room being like, "What? What? Is that just boob? Did I just see boob? That was boob.
Yeah.
That was definitely boob. I've seen boob before. That's boob, man.
And not man boob.
They
definitely not man boob.
After that incident, changed the way they broadcast live TV because in the past it had been that there was only a 4-second delay from what was happening to what was in your home, and there was no chance to edit, censor, bleep, etc. So now with live TV, there's a much more significant delay.
Yeah.
I think it's like 18 seconds now. So
long enough to catch it and fix it.
Exactly. If something goes crazy, they
cut
can
it
cut
out.
Feed or do what they need to do.
But it says yeah. live in the lower third, so.
As long as it says that, they can't put that on there unless it's actually
well,
live, Justin. It's like when a cop, when you ask someone if they're a cop,
right.
They gotta to. Tell you. They gotta tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
did I just tempt the Illuminati to come after me?
People they can actually put, if they can put live on the bottom, if it was recorded live.
Oh.
And they'll do that sometimes to make it seem like something is going on at that moment. But I was listening to some podcast about a cop show that they have that they'll literally show stuff all up. And that's one of the tricks that they do.
Live
like,
PD?
Yeah. Live PD. Yeah.
That's how the moon landing happened as well.
Yep. Adds up.
Proven
fact.
That's the long.
I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, this isn't a mystery. I mean, we all know that she's an agent, right?
Oh, we've been on that long enough.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a matter of who is she an agent for?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know. I hope and pray that she is the mastermind behind all of this. But my
like
fear
she's
is
just
she,
taking it upon
yep.
herself. She's like, oh man, my country is in need.
I pray that is the case, but I feel like she got Judy Garland.
She got groomed.
Yeah.
She got groomed.
And, you know, Mr. Osama, was that his name?
Yeah.
Was his name?
Luffy.
Like, it's German. Like, he's, like, probably tied into Operation Paperclip. Right? You guys know that? You guys ever heard of that? We, the United States, when, like, all the Nazi scientists were fleeing Germany, we took them
on. Yeah,
we
did. Mm-hmm.
We took, like, hundreds of them to our important positions throughout our government and to our, like, defense system because we didn't want an opposition
to have them.
To have them, knowing that would give somebody else, like, some sort of benefit. Like, we took on monsters.
That's
I mean, it's definitely known with a lot of the scientists or whatever, but a lot of, like...
He sounds like that. He literally sounds like he was like he was designed to be a monster, like a Nazi, Middle Eastern crazy. Now I'm the racist.
I see it now.
Racist is true, but everyone is just about as racist as you. Hey. Tell us what you think. Let us know in Facebook comments. Do you think Brittany's actually a cryptid controlling all of the world through her tendrils, her psychic tendrils?
What did they call her again? The something prostitute? They said she was like a
super
soul,
spy,
super soldier prostitute.
Which might be a great
That's her new album.
Yes, thank
super
you.
Super soldier
the words right out of my mouth.
What's your favorite Britney Spears freak out moment?
I'm a super soldier.
Bunch of little girls singing how they're super soldier prostitutes.
Which ties back into your first episode.
Oh,
like,
here we go.
Like the, it's
those
called
dance moms.
Girls. Yep, dance moms.
You better work, bitch.
It all ties back.
Poor Britney.
Poor youth.
But I like the it's turned around for her. Like she's living her best life.
Sure is. Yeah.
That just shows
they just chewed her up and spit her out. Like, she, you know, her career is not what it once was.
No,
they're done with her, right?
Successful because she's been a really good spy. Because she's done what she needed to do for her country. She
and,
knows
she's
that
retired,
deep down
and
she's a
carrying
hero.
That with her. I
exactly.
Think.
She's
yeah.
proud.
She's always been a simple country girl.
Clearly.
She's always been simple. She don't need all this. She's doing it for her country.
Mike's like, tonight.
Chris, why don't you give Tristan your best lead-in from your work abroad? Like, do your best intro for Tristan to close out the episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage this handsome devil with the beautiful hair, Tristan!
Well, hey, y'all! Thanks for having me! So glad to be here. I'm doing it, Mom, just like you told me! Mom, stop it! I'm doing it!
You want a hot body? You want a Bugatti? You want a Maserati? You better work, bitch.
For High Mystery, I'm Tristan.
I'm Brian.
I'm Holly.
I'm Leanne.
I'm Robert.
I'm Colin.
I'm Chris.
Thanks so much for listening.
Bye.
Good evening.
Check out our Patreon page.
It's a $1.
Just like a circus.